really good about it.
Oh, good. You're like, I'm glad I came on this show.
Uh-huh. I mean, like, there are chunks of each word that, like, hint etymologically at what the word is, but, like, the whole, I'm not getting.
Yeah, you'll get three, right?
We'll see.
Sang fraud.
Oh, it's sang froid.
Oh, there we go. Look at, see, I'm already, oh, who went to Paris?
No, I mean, I knew that word before that, like a coolness. Like a remove to your personality.
The ability to stay calm in difficult or dangerous situations.
My husband has a lot of sang-froid.
Sang-froid.
And I think that
he seems pretty cool, right?
S-A-N-G has to do with blood, I think. Like, I think the first half of that word.
Oh.
Like.
I should give you another half a thing for this, like, splitting the word up.
I get 1.5 for this
1.5. Sang-froid. Yeah, because, what did I say? Sang-froid?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I did not know it was en français, s'il vous plaît, but yes, right.
C'est bon.
C'est bon. Okay. Apricity? Apricity? A-P-R-I-C-I-T-Y. Apricity. Apricity.
I don't know.
I'm guessing it's apricity. A-P-R-I.
1P?
Yeah, A-P-R-I. C-I-T-Y. I just want to kind of say apricot when I'm looking at it, because it looks like apricot with an I and then a Y at the end.
I don't know.
This is a great word.
Okay.
This is great. This is something that if you had seasonal depression, you were in the middle of the winter,
mm-hmm.
and you went outside and something was visible, you would be very happy.
Like grass?
Not grass.
The sun?
The sun.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's the warmth of the sun in the winter. Apricity. It's a wonderful feeling.
Yes.
Like when you're outside, even if it's cold and the sun's out and it's beaming down on you.
It fixes everything.
It does.
For a minute.
Swivet.
Spell it.
S-W-I-V-E-T. Swivet? Swivet?
I'm not sure, but...
Now we have this French thing going on.
I knew how it was spelled before you said it, but I don't know what it means.
Yeah, swivet or swivet, I don't know.
Probably swivet.
Swivet. Oh, yeah, swivet, right?
And I don't know what it means.
Okay. A state of nervous excitement, haste, or anxiety. A flutter.
I live in a constant...
This is what I was saying. Swivet. How all these words are you?
You really tailored this list.
I did. All I had to do is I Googled your name, and it was your story. And they're like, "Oh, let me tell you a story."
She takes her clothes off drunk, but she's in a constant state of nervousness.
That's right. Where's the damn sun? Okay, here we go. Tacenda, T-A-C-E-N-D-A, Tacenda.
I don't know. All I can think of is placenta, and that's
placenta.
Not...
It's placenta. Did you put your placenta in the freezer and eat it later?
We put it in the fridge.
Did you do that?
In the fridge, not the freezer.
Oh, some people. Maybe some people kept.
I didn't eat it. John was going to bring it into class for a lab.
Of course he was.
I'm not joking. But then he never got around to it, so it just lived in the back of the fridge for a really long time until we finally threw the placenta out.
Wow, was this the number one?
Yeah, that was Liv.
And then you never kept the other ones?
No, we didn't.
I know people that, like, kept it, like, ate it, you know?
Yeah, I think the way to go is, like, I don't know if it's dehydration or what they do, but, like, you can get it made into a capsule, like, into a pill.
Amazing.
And then take that. Like, that I would do. I don't want to bite into a piece of placenta, but, like, the benefits are pretty high.
I'm sure.
Yeah, like nutritionally and like vitamin wise, like that's, I mean, it's breast milk like will fix literally anything. So
self cannibalism.
Well, sort of. But yeah, no. I think we put it in the compost pile.
That's why all the sunflowers are blooming so much, right? Okay. Tacenda. Things not to be mentioned or made public, but best left unsaid.
Probably like the placenta in your fridge.
That's correct. Okay, here we go. 10. Travail? T-R-O-U-V-A-I-L-L-E? Is it Travail or Travali or...
It's not Travail.
It's not Travail because Travail is a...
Different word.
A different word, right? But it could also... It looks like that. T-R-O-U-V, Trove, right? And then V, there's an A-I-L-L-E.
Travail?
Travail? Travail?
I don't know what it means.
A lucky find.
Hmm. Okay.
This is a weird... So these words, it's really hard to... you look at things and go, okay... how do I pronounce this? Okay, so we are 10. In 10, you're mm-hmm. 1 of 10.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not too bad, right? So all you need to do is go 1 of 10 for the next whatever, and we're totally cool, right? Okay. I do not know how to pronounce this, but I'm going to... B-I-B-E-L-O-T.
Biblio?
Biblio?
Spell it again?
Yeah, B-I-B-E-L-O-T.
Oh, no. It's B-I-B-E...
So it looks like Bible mm-hmm. with an O and a T at the end.
Something to do with books?
It's not, though.
It's not?
No, which is weird. It's a noun, right?
It's B-I-B-E-L-O-T?
Yeah, how do you spell Bible?
L-E.
So it looks like Bible with the E and the L.
Okay.
Right, kind of. I just look at it.
It's either like Bibelot or Bibelo.
Yeah, Bibelo, Bibelot. Bibelot.
I have no idea. If it's not to do with a book or books, I have no idea.
No, you would think it would be that, but no. A small object of curiosity, beauty, or rarity.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a nice one.
Yeah.
It's like a cute word.
Something for a little curio cabinet.
That's right.
A little trinket, a little treasure.
Oh, my God, this is you. Okay, so the next
one.
All these are amazing. We're gonna do 17, and then I'm gonna play a song, and we'll take a quick break and then come back. So we're getting it. It's number 12, and once again, because of my pronunciation, this is terrible. Aerophile, A-I-L-U-R-O. So that's the prefix.
A-I-L.
Yeah, U R O, and then file. Which is obviously a lover of something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the prefix. It's A-I-L-U-R-O. And this is you.
It's me. In what way?
It's a noun. It's something that you absolutely love. And it's something you probably were in your past life. If you were reincarnated.
A lover of cats?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'm going to give this to you. I'm going to give you 0.5 for this. Okay. I'll give you 0.5.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a lover of cats.
Okay. Yep.
Right?
Check.
Okay. That makes sense, right? Oh, here's another fun one. Abditory? A-B-D. Abdi. A-B-D-I. And then Tory, T-O-R-Y. Abditory.
And what part of the speech is it?
It's a noun.
I don't know.
Like it's a play.
Something to do with removal or taking something away?
No.
No? It's a play?
Well, it's a place. It's not, if it's a noun, place. You know, it's kind of, yeah, it's a place for doing something.
Mm.
It's a place for doing something.
I have no idea.
Abditory. It's a place for hiding or preserving articles of value.
Mm. Wasn't going to get that.
Yeah, no. It's pretty cool.
You could put your bibelot.
You could put
in your abditory.
I could put all my aerophiles in there, aerophiles in it, all my fanciers of cats in my hiding place. Okay, this is a fun one. To say. And what a very cool thing. Okay. Sprezzatura. 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 It's a noun. Sprezzatura. That person's a Sprezzatura.
Italian?
Sprezzatura. It seems like it's Italian. Yeah, right, probably.
That person is a sprezzatura. Is that really how you use that?
No. I would say that that's sprezzatura. It's really, how would I use it?
I should be asking for these in a sentence.
Yeah, right. But yeah, this is a hard one to put. I'll just tell you the answer because okay. It's a hard one to put. I'm trying to figure out a sentence for that. A perfect conduct or performance of something as an artistic endeavor without any effort.
Hmm. Okay.
It's hard to put into a sentence. Mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out how to put that in.
A good word.
Okay. This one I think you'll get. Only because I knew this.
Okay.
And if I knew this, or I knew what the prefix was, right? Lachrymose.
Oh, it's like really sad?
Yes, giving tears or weeping, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because lacrimae or whatever, you know, the okay.
I don't know the, I don't, wait, so this, what were you going to say? Because of lacrimae?
Or lacra, there's a, there's a John Dowland song called The Lacrimae Pavane. Who's a John Dowland was a lute player from the Renaissance time.
Oh.
And he set poems to things. But Go Flow My Tears or Flow My Tears is called the Lacrimae Pavane.
Oh, so. Interesting.
Yeah. So
yeah, that, no, I didn't have that frame of reference.
This is how I knew it, only okay. because I knew lacra was.
No, I just knew that
meant,
word.
Meant to cry. Right? Yeah. So yeah, there you go. You got two.
Okay.
Like 2.5. Yeah, I'm not taking away your freaking 0.5. Don't worry about it. Okay. oh man. Interesting. Akrasia. A-K-R-A-S-I-A. Akrasia.
I have no idea.
Oh. The state of mind in which someone acts against their better judgment through weakness of will.
Hmm.
Akrasia. I like the thought of that word. I don't like the sound of it.
I don't like the sound of it.
It bothers me.
Act against my better judgment, but it's willful. I'm never doing I don't do it from a place of weak-mindedness or a weak will.
Okay. okay, here's one that you might get. Oh my God! There's some funny ones coming up. Okay, here we go. Cryptomnesia.
Hmm.
So crypto, right? Mm-hmm. And then with an M N E S I A. Cryptom.
Just something like
mnesia.
Secrets. I don't know.
This is amazing. When you forget that you've forgotten something.
Okay.
And perceive it as a new original thought.
That's so convoluted.
No, right?
It's Why is there a word for that?
No, cryptom.
Okay, that does make sense, I guess.
Crypto means... What does crypto mean?
I don't know. I was thinking of it as like... Hidden secrets, okay. And I wasn't sure.
Cryptic,
if
right? Yeah.
Amnesia always had to do
forgetting.
With forgetting. I mean, obviously for amnesia, but like, I didn't know if that as a suffix always meant to do with forgetting.
Yeah, I don't know either. Okay, we'll do one more, and then I'm going to play a song.
Okay.
Foofara. Okay, this could be my favorite. F O O F foof, and then a raw. A-A-R-A-W. Foofara. Foofara. It's a noun.
All I can think of is frou-frou, which is a different...
Yeah, so I you know, it's...
Frou-frou is the description of the sound of, like, swishing skirts, right?
Yeah, I also think about foo-foo, though. Like, Little Miss Foo-foo or something like that, right?
Who's Little Miss Foo-foo?
Well, I don't know. I always heard this kind of growing up, like Little Miss Foo-foo. You're your foo-foo. Foo-foo.
I don't know.
And it's very... it's... I always thought about it as gaudy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a great fuss or disturbance about something very insignificant or an excessive amount of decoration or ornamentation as a piece of clothing or a building.
That makes sense.
Right, a foofara.
Foofara.
Yeah, I always think about foo-foo, little.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it like little bad foo-foo?
Oh, little bunny foo-foo.
Foo-foo, little
hopping
bunny
through
foo-foo.
The forest, picking up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Yeah, foo-foo.
But like, bunny foo-foo isn't
decorated
or like extravagant or anything.
But that's where I heard it from, and for some reason I also heard it as Little Miss Foo-foo as well. being kind of like this, like, or like, I don't know if you, just kind of being a, how would I put it?
Like overwrought?
Yeah. The next word looks like pornography, but it's not. Okay. Here's one song, and then we're going to come back. What time do you got to be out of here?
I don't have a time.
Okay, great. I'm going to play Moon River. Do you know Moon River?
I do.
Great. All right, we're back. And I got to go back to my thing because I was, hold on a minute. We were just talking about Fufu.
Fufu.
Fufu girl, who's somebody who's,
excessively fancy.
Yeah, excessively fancy or trying too hard to impress or something like that. And then I was talking about, I'm reading, Gone with the Wind, which is, good. It's a good book.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. I'll put it that way. It's dated in there's a lot of like, oh, whoa, you're saying that? Okay. But I also have to take a look at the time when it was, right?
When was it written?
It was early 1900s, but it's about the Civil War. You know, it's like the Civil War had just started. That's when it starts. And it's from a Southerner perspective, right, in the beginning of it. So it's a little, yeah, you're like, oh, yeah. okay. So I went from A Handmaid's Tale to that.
Yeah.
Which is a little brutal. I'm like, oh, the next book is The Communist Manifesto, which I'm reading after that. So it's not getting any better here.
You could argue that that's better.
I could. It's definitely, it's something different,
it's
right?
It's a pivot.
It's a pivot, right? Okay, this next word just looks like pornography, even though it's not. I think maybe it's just my mind. Pogonotrophy. Pogonotrophy. So, pogonotrophy? Pogonotrophy? It's a noun. This is really funny.
But you get a thing in your head, right, that you think the thing is about. And, like, all think of, like, placenta. Like, all I could think about once I had that word in my head was that word. All I can think of is, like, a love of pogo sticks or, like...
Yeah,
I was going to say a bad word just then, but, like, doing a thing with a pogo stick. But...
Hey, what are we doing with a pogo stick?
I don't know.
Hey, got a pogo
because
stick
I don't
here?
Know what the word means. Tell us about... What is it? Pugonotrophy?
Pugonotrophy. The cultivation of beards.
Beards?
beard growing. I don't...
Cultivation?
The cultivation of beards.
The cultivation of beards is a ridiculous definition.
Okay, so before we go on, can I... facial hair on men, right? Mm. Let's talk about this for a second.
Okay.
Right? So, people like it. Sometimes women like it,
sometimes.
Right?
Sometimes.
Sometimes they don't.
I'm not a fan of mustaches.
There you go. Right. So every time I grow facial hair out, I'm like cool with it for like a week or two. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is kind of interesting. And then I hate it. And I hate it because it gets in the way of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It gets stuff in it. It gets in your mouth. There's
disgusting.
Food on it.
Disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's gross to me.
Also, does it itch?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It itches. Like it and once again, anything. You're like, oh, there's toothpaste in it. Oh, there's some kind of, oh, it's like a mint Oreo. You know, every once in a while, you get a surprise. You're like, oh, there's the mint Oreo I had like 3 weeks ago.
And it's still Oreo.
There. Yeah, it's like still stuck in there somehow. Right? But it's disgusting. And I think it's gross. And I'm not into it.
I think some people look good with a beard if it's a well kept
sure.
beard.
Yes.
If it's shaggy and like scraggly, no. But also, I know mustaches are like a thing right now. I don't like a mustache.
No, and I grow them every once in a while because I think it's funny. And then I'm like, this is the stupidest thing ever when I look at it.
My dad had a big handlebar mustache.
Yeah,
like,
I could see that.
Long, dangly. But, like, he would let it get so scraggly, and, like, he would get food in it, and then he would do, like, a weird little, like, side, like, lizard lick to catch the food out of it. And I was just like, this is so bad.
Yeah, we don't need to be talking about that.
Well, we need brought to be, it up.
Well, yeah, I don't even know why I brought that up. It was because of the
you said we need to talk about facial hair.
That's true. We need to talk about facial hair. Well, no, we need to talk about word number 20, which is mumpsimus. M-U-M-P-S-I-M-U-S. Mumpsimus.
Mumpsimus. I don't know. Something to do with body related?
Wow, weird. Okay. Adherence to or persistence in an erroneous use of language, memorization, practice, belief, out of habit, or out of habit.
That was such a convoluted definition.
Yeah, mumpsimus.
So the like takeaway is it just means out of habit?
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
Exactly that one.
We hate that one.
We hate that one. This is fun. And this is not what I would... Oh, man, the next the next two are great. This one's good. This one's a great word. And it's very funny and fitting. Letho or letho. I would say it, L-E-T-H-O-L. Lethologica.
Something to do with lethal sleeping lethal or being tired?
You know, you would think that,
or
right?
dying? Something to do with death?
You would think that.
Well.
Like lethargic, right?
Yeah, or so, lethal.
Or lethal, right?
It's hard without
how
seeing the word.
Lethal is with an E, right?
L-E-T-H-A-L.
A-L. This is an O-L.
Okay.
Lethal, right? Lethologica. Lethologica. See, L-E-T-H-O. L-O-G-I-C-A. And this is, once again, a good word for you.
For me.
Well, for to use, maybe. The inability to remember a word or put finger on the right word. Right? Like, you're trying to think about, you know, when you're writing, it's sometimes it comes up like that, you know? You're like, where's the word? There's a word for everything.
There's a French phrase, not because of having been in France, but, like,
oh,
I knew this a long time ago. Le mot jus. Mot jus is like a phrase that means the act of finding the exact right word.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, well, there it is, but this is the, obviously.
But I like that idea, like there's a word to describe exactly when you find the right word.
Yeah. Right. 22, Snuggery. It's a noun. What's a snuggery?
Mm,
it's awesome. Come on.
Some kind of facial covering?
No, this is way better. Think about, just look at it. Just think about the word snuggery and think about what it could possibly be. It's a place.
An animal den? Or like a like living quarters for a little animal?
Yeah, close. I'm going to give you like, can I give you anything? A cozy snug space.
Okay.
A snuggery.
A den. Yeah.
Yeah, a small comfortable room.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 0.5 for that.
Okay.
So we'll give you 3.
Okay.
You're at 3. I'm going to say you need to get 3.5 in order to win here. Because that's kind of, you know, snuggery. That's a great word, though.
That is a good word.
How's your snuggery? I got a good snuggery going on in the corner over there, right? Okay. This is amazing. Okay. Demitas? Demitasse?
Oh, I know this
word. D-E-M-I-T-A-S-S-E. Demitas.
What
right?
does this mean? I used to
it's
know
It's a noun.
This
it's
word.
A thing.
Is it something to do with food?
It does have something to do with food.
It's like a food sauce?
No.
No? Some of the demitasse. Is it a kind of spoon? Or
Man.
A kind of utensil? Demitasse? Like a kind of fork?
No, but you're getting...
I used to know this word. I just can't pull it out of my brain right now, but...
It's probably something they would serve like espresso in.
Oh, like a little cup?
Yeah, small mug of black coffee.
Oh.
And the cup used to serve it.
Okay.
A demitasse.
A demitasse. I thought it was a kind of spoon.
So probably something you'd stick your pinky out.
Yeah. You I know. Wonder if it's also a Did kind you, of spoon.
Oh, how was the coffee in en français?
Not good.
Damn.
No, that was hugely disappointing. The food was very hit or miss. I thought all of the food would be really good. Food was pretty tricky to find good food. And I could not get a good cup of coffee.
How is that even possible?
Because it was all, like, lattes or cappuccino. Like, if I didn't want, like,
coffee.
Well, it's just, like, milk-based. Like, very, very milk-based. Like, sometimes I just want a cup of coffee. I mean, you could get espresso, but, like, I didn't want that. I wanted a cup of coffee. There was one neighborhood called Le Marais, which is, like, former Jewish quarters. There's a lot of gay clubs. It was a really beautiful neighborhood. It's become, like, a hipster, trendy place now. But
okay.
I got a decent latte that actually tasted like coffee. In Le Marais at this specific place that was like part photography store, part coffee shop. And the photography part had like bins full of salvaged black and white photos, which I appreciate that like someone's out there saving random family
yeah, that's awesome.
Photos and you can just kind of riffle through them. But yeah, no, the coffee was not good. And even like, even if you got a latte or an espresso, like it wasn't very flavorful.
Mm-hmm. Disappointed.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hear this.
I know. I'm sorry.
Pastiche. P-A-S-T-I-C-H-E. Yep. Pastiche.
Like a simulacrum, like something fake. Pastiche. Like, I've used this word. Pastiche. Like, it's not like a simulacrum or like something to do with artifice.
Here's what it says.
Okay.
You ready? Hodgepodge. An array of dissimilar items taken from different sources.
Mm, okay, yeah. No, that is right. I think I was thinking of...
pistache?
No.
Pistachio?
Like patina. Like a covering. I don't know.
Yeah, patina's like how it like... I always think about that like with a car, like when it like fades. Like the hood of a car from the sun creates a patina like on the...
No, pastiche. I do know that word.
Pastiche.
Didn't get it.
You didn't get that.
No. I mean, I'm familiar with that word. I just couldn't remember what it meant.
Okay, this you would totally use in a poem. Mm. This is you. Well, this is something you would use. And I cannot pronounce it. Petrichor?
It's the smell after rain.
Yes. Yes. You got it. This is something you would use.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
right?
A good word.
The distinct smell produced by rainfall on dry ground.
Mm-hmm.
Totally awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Doldrum.
Oh, like this, like blah, blah, like day to day, the doldrums. Like, it's fun to have fun with somebody, but it's hard to be in the doldrums with them.
Yeah, state of inactivity is.
Yeah, ennui.
Yeah, see, look, you got it. Festoon.
To decorate.
Yeah, look at you. Now you're just ramming.
Bam, bam, bam.
Aurora.
Something to do with the sun? Like an Oriole or
Aurora as a noun.
Aurora. It's not like the glow, or maybe I'm thinking of Oriole. Like a nimbus of light.
The dawn in the early morning. I'll give you like a close point. That's like five. Hold on a minute. So you had three and a half. You had four. Five, six, 6.5.
Okay.
All right. We got one, two, to five left.
Okay.
Eudaimonia? E-U-D-A-E.
Right?
E-U-D-A-E. Eud, right? Eudmonia? M-O-N-I-A?
I have no idea.
A very cool word.
What does it mean?
A state of happiness and well-being.
Mm.
Eudaimonia.
I guess like euphoria. Eudaimonia. What is E? Say it at the beginning
E-U-D,
of it again.
E-U-D.
E-U.
Which there's no P there, so it's a... Yeah. Euphoric would be something I would think. Maybe E-U means something.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Okay. Sanguine?
Like totally chill. Sanguine, like, kind of blissed out.
Optimistic, positive, hopeful?
Yeah.
I'll give you that. 7.5.
Okay.
This is better than you thought you'd do, right?
Yeah, I mean, the first round.
Yeah, we said three, and you got to 7.5.
The first half was rough.
Sonder.
S-O-N or S-A-U?
S-O-N-D-E-R.
Hmm.
What a great, this is a great thing. This is wild.
It's a noun?
It's a noun. Yeah, I like it. I like the word. It's very cool.
Is there a hint?
Sonder.
I feel like I've seen this word.
Sonder. I would say when you look at somebody else and say, oh, okay, yeah, we have a lot. Everybody's got a lot in common. It's a weird thing. The realization that everyone has a life as vivid and complex as your own.
Oh, interesting. I like that word.
Yeah, it's a good one. S-O-N-D. I was trying to figure out how to, once again, these are hard to try to figure out how to put in a sentence.
Like when you realize your parent is a person too.
Yes.
And not
right?
just your parent.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And they were, yeah, right.
And like they have a life. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right.
I like that word.
Yeah, life. Okay, another good one for you. These last two are good for you. Susurrus.
Susurrus?
Susurrus. Okay, that's how you pronounce it. S-U-S-U-R-R-U-S. There's a lot of U's and a lot of S's and a lot of R's. Susurrus.
Susurrus. Is this something to do with sound?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't get the word murmuration out of my head, which is like the sound of a
murmuring.
Bunch of birds. But like susurrus, some kind of sound. It's like
it's a murmuring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's whispering, rustling, murmuring, like a gentle breeze, like a susurrus.
I think, is susurration a word? I don't know. But yes, okay.
Okay, I'm going to give you that.
All right.
That's 8.5.
All right.
You have a chance to get 9.5 here. or maybe, you know, that's your highest score you can get.
Okay. This is the last word.
And this is the last one.
Okay.
This is the last one. This is a good one. I want to thank Allison Collins for coming on today and entertaining me with these words.
Flopping and twitching over here.
That's right. You should see it. It's amazing. There's some.
I meant
there's some susurrus coming from over. Yeah. I could say all these things. Okay. Hireth? H-I-R-A-E-T-H? Hireth? 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 H-I-R-A-E-T-H.
Hireth?
Hireth? Right? Hireth? It's a noun.
I'm not going to get 9.5.
You need a nap.
I do.
You're not going to get a nap, are you?
No.
What do you have to do?
I'm going to the gym after this.
I'm going to the gym. That'll wake you up.
Hireth.
Hireth.
Wraith. I feel like this is like a figure in, like an Old Norse kind of figure in.
That's
like
what you would think.
Like
you're
a Hobbit book
you're
or something.
You're thinking of Ringwraith. That's why, which is spelled totally different because Wraith is art.
Well, no, I mean, I know that's a different word, but this is like the thing. Like my brain makes these little connections and then I can't unconnect them. The dreaded Wraith. So what does it mean?
The dreaded Wraith. Dream a worm tongue. right? No, Wraith. It's a deep longing, especially for one's home.
Oh. I've used that word.
Look, see?
In an editor's column. It's hard when I can't see the word and you're just spelling it, but also I just forgot. But no, I used that when in Upstate Life. There was an editor's column and I talked about that word.
Amazing. That's a good word. Okay, this was fun.
It was a good word.
This was a fun 100th show.
If I had had more time, maybe I could have gotten that one, but I got too busy on the wraiths, the ring wraiths.
On the ring race.
But yes, it was.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So everybody out there in the world of whatever, this was 100. I'll be back. Allison will be back on the 200th show.
Okay.
That's like in a year. What else was I going to say? I went to, I don't even know. we have children that are not at home, or that are at
home.
That should be at school. And I'm going to go get an you know what I do? I get Impossible breakfast sandwiches from Starbucks.
Mm.
They're pretty good.
What are they? Like meatless?
Yeah, it's like
that
a
kind of Impossible?
It's like a meatless thing. Mm. Yeah. I was going to eat breakfast this morning and then realized there was no food in my house. Did we do that?
I mean, I always have food in my house, but it's just not always what I want.
Yeah. You have a lot of people in the house, though.
I do.
Like, you have to have food in there.
Yeah. They give me grief all the time because it's an ingredient house.
Oh.
Have you heard that? Like, some people have, like, snack houses or whatever, but, like, I have an ingredient house.
You have things that you have to put together to make things.
Yes, and they don't always like that. That's not, like, a grab-and-go situation. I have an ingredient house.
You have an ingredient house. Nobody wants a cup of, a cup of thyme for your snack, all right? interesting. Yeah, so every once in a while you send me a picture of your breakfast and it looks like it's like it reminds me of like what a bird would eat, maybe.
Well, a bird?
I don't know.
Well, to be perfectly honest,
like picking at smaller things, right?
I was going to go to Starbucks and get the breakfast bites because I do like their little egg bites, but I don't like them by themselves. I like them with a little bit of greens. So I do in fact have a little bento box with half a grapefruit cut up and some dressed spinach. Some dressed baby spinach so that I can put my egg bites.
Right now?
Yes.
Of course you do.
In my purse.
Well, I guess we're going to Starbucks, which is upstairs. And putting egg bites in purses now is what we're doing here with bento box. I have my own bento box. I just get the Impossible thing and then shove it in my mouth. It's fine. It's everybody, tomorrow, let me see what I have tomorrow. I have Sarah Simpson on tomorrow. She's the curator for the art gallery in fine arts.
Oh, on campus?
Yeah, which is super fun. That's my guest tomorrow. And then Thursday, my guest is Rachel Kornhauser, who's amazing. She is the head of sustainability here.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm like looking forward to this week of awesome people. Friday, there's nobody coming on right now. So if anybody's out there in Radio Land and wants coming on Friday, you can. Or I'll take the day off, and my daughter's coming into town,
which
I'm super excited about because I haven't seen her in a while. She's living in Greenwich Village now, living her best life. And, I'm looking forward to seeing her this weekend rock and roll. And so everybody out there in land, keep it locked, 90.9 FM. Thanks again, Allison Collins, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And I'll see everybody tomorrow morning. Rock and roll, everyone.
Jumped off the porch and left the yard. Mama, you really must believe in God. Into the sky, stare, say the same old prayer. A queen is still out there somewhere. Look both ways before crossing, no talking to strangers. A shoe
life to saving the best for last. When you breathe in the air, you are that city. I even thought cemeteries looked pretty. Just watching and weighing all my options. It ain't that many things that we can be. Looks like most winter. Staring out the window of the MARTA train. And then
country breeze boosts her heartstrings and as hard as she tried. The
We'll be right back. Play another song.
This is slow tonight, isn't it?
Didn't Mommy and Daddy show you another tantrum?
69 for 420 = 666.
You show me a pay stub for $72,000, I'm gonna quit my job right now.
Here I am again.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Mike Rowe here with a gentle reminder that civilization is held together by pipes, wires, and cables. It's true. There are over 5 million miles of gas lines, power lines, fiber optic lines, water lines, and sewer lines all buried beneath your feet. And every 60 seconds, somebody digs into one. Look, if you're thinking about digging around, do yourself a favor and call 811 first just to find out what's down there. Trust me, you don't want to find out the hard way. Call or click 811 before.